pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you this morning. Thank you, Father, for this day, this other another opportunity, Father, to come here, meet with you, Father, and to hear you speak your word, Lord, to us. Father, we pray for Brother Zach here, Lord, as he brings your word, Father, that you would speak through him. Help him to be just a vessel for you, Lord. Help our hearts that we could be have open hearts and ready to receive your word. Thank you, Lord, and bless this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good to see you all here. Thank you for that, Lucas. It seems like those things the Lord gave us called nerves and nervousness is setting in a little bit this morning. So appreciate your prayers, and hopefully it can all come together and make a little sense. The one song that we sang this morning, 983, Just Over Yonder, goes along well with what I was wanting to talk about this morning, and just the joys of heaven that are awaiting us. Not necessarily my title, but kind of what the song expressed. I'm just going to read the three verses, not the chorus. Just over yonder, beyond the river, there is a city of pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating in robes of victory of purest white. There's nothing here, friends, but disappointments. So often here we are left alone. But over yonder, hearts will grow fonder, and separation will never come. And I love this last verse. Just over yonder, I'll soon be going to see my Savior upon his throne, and hear a welcome ring out through heaven. O weary pilgrim, this is your home. I don't think there's anything greater that we'll ever face than Jesus, meeting Jesus in our final home, and knowing that it's forever, and that we are there forever, never to face another battle or a temptation. So I'd been thinking for the last while about speaking about this, if I was ever asked, and then Matt or whoever it was asked me, so I couldn't really say no because I kind of had something in mind already to share. But then when it came right down to it, I kind of started doubting, but we're still going to go ahead with it. So for a few verses, I want to read out of Colossians 3 this morning. Colossians 3 verses 1 through 17. And it seems like I almost always use this passage if I'm supposed to speak. So I guess if you all get tired of it, you can stop asking me. But I want to take maybe a slightly different approach out of it this morning. Not necessarily going to dissect every verse, but use it as a basis for what I want to speak about. My goal of the message this morning is to be an encouragement, and to encourage us on maybe in our strengths, not to set pride in our hearts of we got it all figured out. Not to necessarily give an unbalanced thing of just encouragement and no instruction, but yet it's probably going to tend that way a little bit this morning. For a title, I want to call it Almost Home. And maybe we're young, maybe it seems like we're not almost home, but compared to the length of eternity and the length of our lives, we're almost home. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. We're going to read Colossians 3, 1 through 17, and then I have a few thoughts to share with it. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And so, looking at kind of an encouragement this morning, an encouragement message, I read through this, and this passage just gave me a feeling of life, a feeling of hope. There's correction, there's instruction in here of what we need to do, what we need to put away, what we need to put on, but just the feeling of life and of joy and of peace that it gave when I read through it. You can say the same thing in a different way and give a totally different impression. This passage, I feel, gives a instruction, but yet it gives life. We can see the end result, the power that it brings. Same way in our lives, we can talk to somebody about something in their lives, maybe. Say the exact same thing in a different way, and it'll have a totally different outcome or whatever you want to say. I forget what the statistic is. Maybe somebody knows, but I feel like it's in the 70, 80, 90% range that they say that the tone of voice could avoid conflict just by a different tone of voice. Same thing said, but a different tone. I think it's 70, 80, 90% of conflicts could be avoided. That's a worldly statistic. By just a different tone of voice. So looking at this passage a little bit, verses 1 through 3, I'm just going to reread those. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And I think, not trying to change what the Bible says, but I think in that first verse there, we could say, since ye are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. And I wanted to just encourage us as people that since we are risen with Christ, let's seek those things. I was talking with Willie last night, and he made the comment, and I think Victor talked about it a little bit too or something last night, but God made everything. God's in control of everything. He made us. He made everything around us. And he's the one that told us, don't worry. So if he made it all, if he's in control of it all, I think he knows what he's talking about. And if we can keep that in mind, that the creator of everything told us not to worry, it'll help us keep our affection on things above. It'll help us to be dead, but yet to have life in Christ. And I look at this passage as a current thing. Sometimes we say that somebody has a lot of potential in life. Well, I don't want to be somebody that has potential. I want to be somebody that has life and that has it shining out of my life. And sometimes we look at the youth or the young people, and I'm not sure if I'm still young or if I'm old, or I feel young in my head, and sometimes my body says I'm old, and sometimes my wife likes to remind me that I'm almost 30, so it's in good fun, though. But looking at the young people, sometimes we say they have a lot of potential in life. But I just want to bless the young people that are here, youth, under youth, maybe young married, whatever you are, that I appreciate the desire and the love for the Lord that I see your guys' life right now. Not just potential to come, but the life and the enthusiasm that you guys are expressing for the Lord at the time, at the current time. Sometimes we say that young people are the church of tomorrow, and I agree with that to a sense, but not totally. They're the church of today. If we're waiting to be the church of tomorrow, we're going to miss it. And so I want to just encourage you, young people, serve the Lord. It's worth it all. I feel like sometimes youth and young people, as I look at them, they show me up in a lot of ways that I wish I could go back and redo. So thank you, young people, for the example that you are. Sometimes I look at the older people, and I'm also blessed by them, by the passion that they have for the Lord, the example they're setting for us to follow. They're expressing that life of being risen with Christ. And so as older people, I also want to bless you all for what you do for us. And I was thinking that maybe the church of tomorrow statement is almost truer for older people, as they're an example. As they reach out to their children, to their grandchildren, ultimately, they are the church of tomorrow by what they teach, by what they influence on us younger ones. Also wanted to thank the ministry for what they do for the church and preaching and instructing us to keep us on that right path, and for all that they do for us. I just felt very blessed as I looked around and seen all the many blessings that we have in life. And kind of switching gears slightly from encouragement to almost home. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Christ is coming soon. It's not going to be long. This is maybe a little on the light side, so bear with me a little bit, but I think it puts it in perspective of God's perspective of time. There was a man that came to the Lord and said, Lord, he said, you own everything. You own the cattle, 1,000 hills. You're in control of everything. He said, Lord, could you just give me $1 million? The Lord thought about it a little bit. And the guy's like, come on, Lord, you can surely do it. You know, one day is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. Lord, you have everything. Just give me $1 million. And the Lord said, okay. He said, I'll do that. But he said, just a second. And in God's perspective of time, what's a second? That might be 1,000,000 years. So a little bit on the light side, but it just puts it in perspective that whether we're 2 or whether we're 102, that span of time is tiny compared to eternity and what we have waiting us. And obviously there's some things we have to do to experience that, the blessing of heaven. Verses 5 through 9 give us some instruction of things that we need to put off. And we're not going to go through that list specifically, but just looking at those things. And I was blessed as I look around, many of you all that I see putting away those things and putting on the new man, which is expressed in verses 10 through 14, and putting on the new man of mercy and kindness and humbleness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing, forgiving. Just the life and the joy that I see, the picture of peace and of love that applying those things to our lives will bring, and the joy that we will experience in life. It kind of struck me in a new way. Verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Just follow Christ's example. That's what he's asking of us. as Christ did it, do it. Sometimes we complicate life. Well, maybe this, maybe that. But as Christ forgave us, do it to others. Just follow Christ's example and our life will be what God wants it to be. Verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So often life presses in and maybe we feel overwhelmed. Maybe we feel condemned. Maybe we struggle with anxiety or restlessness. And I've faced these things in my life. But God wants to bring us peace. He wants to give us joy. He wants to give us that peace. And then, obviously, in heaven, we will experience that ultimate peace someday. In verses 16 and 17, if we follow these two verses, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And if we follow those two verses, we will experience peace on earth and heaven at the end. And that's what I want to encourage us this morning. Let's keep on. I appreciate each one here and the blessing that you are to my life. And I want us all to experience that peace. And someday, I want us all to be together in heaven. And I want to read just a couple verses out of Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. And it just gives a beautiful picture of life and of peace and of worship of the Lord in heaven. Revelation 4, verses 9 through 11. And after this, the youth is actually going to sing. The youth are going to sing a song or so this morning of heaven and of just the joy that awaits us there. Revelation 4, verses 9 through 11. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. How long is that? I don't know how you describe it, forever and ever. And cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. At that time, the only thing we have to offer the Lord is to cast our crowns before Him. And who gave them to us? He did. So what do we have to give to the Lord? We're pretty insignificant. But yet, the Lord loves us and He cares about us. We're here for such a short time, but I want us all someday to be together in heaven that we can sing that song around God's throne together. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. So, I hope that made sense. Appreciate y'all. Want to bless you all. May we all see each other in heaven someday. So, this time the youth can come up and sing their song.
Lord.